Father, we are grateful today for our Lord Jesus Christ, for the privilege of praying together. We ask now for thy blessing upon us as we look into the Word of God once again. Grant that we will be able to understand this that we read. Grant our Father that understanding will come for the purpose of application. Meet every need of every waiting heart today, as thou dost see individual needs to be, and we'll give thee all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have your Bibles today, will you open them, please, to the book of the Revelation, chapter 1, keeping in mind that we are studying what is termed the introduction to the book of the Revelation itself. We have already noticed the outline of the book, suggesting to you that if we follow that outline, we will be able to understand the contents of the book in their right relationship one to another. We looked at the very first verse of the book, reminding you that the things recorded in the book were to shortly come to pass. But we pointed out that this is a reference not to time, but to certainty and to sureness. We look now with you today at the third verse of the introductory portion of the book of the Revelation, having already looked at verses 1 and 2. In verse 3 we read, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Here is an appeal for the study of the book of the Revelation. God pronounces a special blessing upon everybody who simply reads the book of the Revelation. God pronounces a blessing upon everybody who attends a service where the book of the Revelation is read. Now, if you are studying for the first time the book of the Revelation, and which I know that some of you probably are, there are going to be a lot of things in the book of the Revelation which you will not understand. Those of you who are going through it again will find some things clearer than you ever did before. I have said at other times, and I repeat, that I never study the book of the Revelation but what God does not show me something that I had not seen before. So marvelous and so wonderful is this book. But even if you cannot ever understand everything there is to know about the book of the Revelation on the first journey through the Word of God, you can claim the blessing that God has promised. There is a sense in which God gives a blessing when you read any portion of the Word of God, but this is the only book in the Bible in which God says, if you spend some time in it, I am going to give you a blessing. Now notice what the verse said. "Blessed is he that readeth, and he that heareth the words of the prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand." Now, this word keep does not mean exclusively obeying certain things in the book of the Revelation. Because if you're not familiar with the subject matter, you will find that there is very little instruction in the book of the Revelation. If you are familiar, rather, with the subject matter, you will find there is very little information in the book of the Revelation related to Christian living, such as you find in the epistles. It's simply an announcement of what is going to happen. This word keep is a word that is used elsewhere in the word for guard. And the suggestion is that if you guard, that is, if you hold precious what is in the book of the Revelation, then you can expect to receive a blessing from God. I ask you, how can you receive a blessing if you don't read it? How can you expect to hold the precious things which are in this book as precious if you are not familiar with them? Now notice why you are expected to hold these things precious. Why God wants you to be familiar with what's here. Notice the phrase, because the time is at hand. The book of the Revelation is so written that we who are living in the end of the age are able to understand it. Hold these things precious, make them real to your heart, because the time is at hand. Will you turn, please, in your Bibles to the book of the Revelation, chapter 22, as I emphasize that truth to you in a few other statements which God has been pleased to place in the 22nd chapter of the book of the Revelation. You will remember that the book of Daniel, if you are familiar with it, was sealed up as soon as Daniel wrote it. God said, "Daniel, seal up this book and don't think too much about it." But people who are living in the end of the age will be able to understand the book, and they will be able to understand what is in it. Through the centuries, men have had very little interest in the book of Daniel. But in this last century, as people were conscious of the fact that the end of the age is approaching, it was as though God took the seal off the book of Daniel, and prophecies in the book of Daniel became clear. And men are studying it and are understanding it. The book of the Revelation was different, however. From the very time that God wrote it, God said to John, "Don't seal up this book. I want all of those who are in the body of Christ to be able to understand it." Now, notice with me Revelation chapter 22, verse 7. "Behold, I come quickly. Blessed is he that keepeth the sayings of the prophecy of this book. Blessed is the man that holds precious the sayings of the prophecy of this book." Notice verse 9. "Then saith he unto me, See thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and thy brethren the prophets, and of them which keep the sayings of this book. Worship thou God." The angel is saying to John here, now don't be worshiping me. Don't be putting me up on a pedestal. I'm just on the same as you are. I'm on the same level as everybody that is interested in keeping the sayings of this book. Now look at verse 10. "He saith unto me, Seal not the sayings of the prophecy of this book, for the time is at hand." You may be saying right now, "Well, I don't understand that. How could the time be at hand nearly 2,000 years ago? How could it be at hand and still be at hand?" The coming of the Lord, the promise of the coming of the Lord, is an imminent thing. The Apostle Paul looked as definitely for the coming of the Lord as I look at it today. The only difference is that we, who are living in this age, are able to see signs fulfilled which the apostle did not have the opportunity of seeing fulfilled, which makes us know with greater assurance than he knew that the time of the coming of the Lord is at hand. Now notice the 18th verse where he says, "For I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of the book of this prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city from the things which are written in this book." These two verses of Scripture should certainly impress upon our minds today the importance of this particular book in the Word of God. I tell you this day, I would be fearful to tell people that they should not study the book of the Revelation. I would be fearful to tell people that they could not understand it. It seems to me that you would be in danger of placing yourself in the category of those who are taking away from the book of the Revelation, and certainly even adding to it, if you are saying that you cannot understand this book. For what it is simply written. All of this comes out of this third verse. If you will look back at Revelation 1:3. "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and give or keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. Something else that will come to mind as you become familiar with the book of the Revelation, and I would like to point it out to you now, is that this verse is the first of seven Beatitudes in the book of the Revelation. Now, usually we think of the Beatitudes which the Lord Jesus Christ presented on the Mount in what is commonly referred to as the Sermon on the Mount in the fifth chapter of the Gospel of Matthew as the Beatitudes. But there are seven Beatitudes listed here in the book of the Revelation. I want you to notice that word seven, because we're going to come back to it in just a moment or two. But I would like to point out that the seven Beatitudes are such that, interesting enough, you need to form the habit of looking for them as you go through the Word of God and looking for other such blessed things as you go through the Word. I'm going to give you, in the few minutes we have together this morning remaining, give you the location of these Beatitudes, where they are found, so that you might be reading them, and then we'll look at them a bit more in detail. Revelation 14:13 is the second Beatitude. Revelation 16:15 is the third. Revelation 19:9 is the fourth. Revelation 20, verse 6, is the fifth. Revelation 22:7 is the sixth. And then Revelation 22:14 is the seventh. Read these verses, and tomorrow, the Lord willing, when we meet together around our radios, we'll share with you some of these truths about the seven Beatitudes in the book of the Revelation, which we trust will be a very real blessing to you.